House Speaker puts the Senate on notice. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Speaker Mike Johnson wants an impeachment trial of the Homeland Security Secretary. Now plans to send the two articles of impeachment already passed by the House to the Senate on April 10th.
The House narrowly impeached the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, in mid-February. So here's what's going to happen on Wednesday, April 10th. They are going to bring over the articles of impeachment and the House impeachment managers. These are the House members who serve as prosecutors to the case. They will be marched over kind of an entourage across the Capitol Rotunda to the Senate.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's office says senators would be sworn in the next day as jurors, but that trial could end before it really begins in the Democrat-controlled Senate with a motion to dismiss. Republicans accuse Mayorkas of failing to follow immigration laws. Earlier, Immigration and Customs Enforcement announcing the arrests of more than 200 immigrants on drug-related charges.
Acting Director Patrick Lechleitner says the agency ran into challenges working with areas where laws impact the ability for local law enforcement to cooperate.
So we're trying to make progress in areas that are a little less ICE friendly.
The director says there are still about 200 suspects at large identified from the operation.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Murder charges just announced after a mass stabbing attack in northern Illinois.
22-year-old Christian Soto is in custody and being charged with the heinous acts that took place yesterday.
Rockford Police Chief Carla Redd says Soto is due in court today, and right now there's no clear motive. Four people were killed, seven injured. The founder of collapsed cryptocurrency giant FTX is sentenced to 25 years in prison for fraud. Federal prosecutors say Sam Bankman-Fried cheated customers and lenders out of billions. He apologized in court for letting people down, but still plans to appeal. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Kansas becomes the first state to file a lawsuit over the president's latest effort to wipe out more student loan debt.
Kansas Attorney General Republican Chris Kobach suing the Biden administration over its plan to forgive and alter billions of dollars in student loans. After the U.S. Supreme Court last year struck down the president's plan to forgive billions more in student loans.
The first loan repayment plan happened as the 2022 elections were approaching, and this one is happening as the 2024 elections are approaching. It may just be coincidence, or it may be that the administration is attempting to curry favor with people who have student debt.
The Department of Education saying the program will provide struggling borrowers with a little bit of breathing room. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Since the Supreme Court ruling, the president has made a series of more narrow debt relief efforts, largely based on income and payments already made. There may be an unexpected benefit from popular weight loss drugs.
Some women taking medications like Ozempic or Wegovy say they've gotten pregnant while using the drugs, which cause weight loss, despite being on birth control or dealing with infertility for years. The story's trending on TikTok as mothers talk about their surprise pregnancies. Doctors say there could be some explanations, such as weight loss improving fertility in some women. The injectables may also have an impact on the effectiveness of birth control by perhaps speeding up how they're metabolized or slowing down digestion, and along with that, the absorption of some oral medications.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Women are urged to stop taking these kinds of medications if they become pregnant. The U.S. economy growing a bit more in the fourth quarter than first thought at 3.4%, though still less than the third quarter. It's a short week on Wall Street, closed tomorrow for Good Friday. Right now, stocks are mixed. The Dow's up 23 points, the S&P is slightly higher, but the NASDAQ is still in the red. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.